That is brand new music from Cardell Booker. It's called Most High. You're listening to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYTKQJOFM. There's an interesting story from Idaho Falls, Idaho. There was a man who was a suspect in a bicycle theft, then a motorcycle theft, then deli meat theft. He stole some meat from a Subway restaurant and, trying to elude police, he locked himself into the women's bathroom, trying to escape through the ceiling. Well, the ceiling wouldn't hold him. He fell in a heap with the meat. Of course, he was arrested and booked with theft. And, you know, we're just going to pray for people like that. I don't think he really had to go through all of that. If he was hungry, let somebody know. There's somebody who will feed you. Amen. All right. We thank you so much for feeding us with your good wishes. All of the people who are on roll call this morning, we want to thank you, and we want to praise God for you. And here they are.
My name is Kendra, and I'm calling from Alexandria, Louisiana. What is 7 years of famine? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to the Wade Hampton Show, and I want to shout out to my family, the Hood, my husband, and my children, and I want you to know that I love you all.
This is Carl Taylor III out of Alexandria, Louisiana, and I want everybody to know you're listening to the Wade Hampton Show. I'd like to give a shout out to my church, New Christian Life Fellowship, and also my mom and dad, Carl and Jackie Tony.
My name is Lucretia. I'm calling from Pineville, Louisiana, and the answer is, what is 3 days of pestilence? I'm listening to the Unstoppable Wade Show. And I want to give a shout out to the Fikes family. I love y'all.
Good morning. This is Bertha Page of Monroe, Louisiana, calling in to the Handicap Show, the favorite radio station. I would like to give a shout out to my favorite person, Mr. Hampton, to Mother Owens, who have a birthday today. She is 88 years old. God has blessed her to be able to be on the land of living. Thank God for it. I would like to also give a shout out to her daughters and her family, Mother Diane Ford, and her grandchildren, her sister Nikki, Bola, Michelle Ford, Sharon Ford, and her Miss. Our sister, First Lady, Stephanie McCoy, and her husband, our pastor, Bruce McCoy. I would like to give a shout out to all the listeners of the Ham Camp Show and our special person, friend, and listener, Miss Diane, Lady Di. Have a blessed day, and may God bless and keep all of you. And we're going to celebrate Mother Owen's birthday on Saturday. We're going to have a drive-by, blowing the horn, and waving and leaving the packages of birthday cards at her driveway on Dahmer Street. May God bless and keep you, and thank God, and everybody stay safe and continue to serve the Lord and keep Christ in your life.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
WNR, Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair.
Any car, anytime. Foreign or domestic.
Mercedes-Benz.
Lexus.
BMW.
Jaguar.
Audi.
Acura.
Volvo, and many others.
Conveniently located at 3119 Masonic Drive, Suite C in Alexandria. All work is guaranteed and warranted for up to 30 days. For all of your maintenance needs on foreign or domestic automobiles, it's WNR Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair. You can reach Willie or Lisa Brown at 318-416-2158 or 318-451-2305.
We've been repairing cars for over 15 years.
Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and by appointment only on Saturday. WNR Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair, 3119 Masonic Drive, across from the zoo in Alexandria. Another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellysServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM. The City of Alexandria presents the 2021 Summer Enrichment Camp at the Alexandria Youth and Teen Center, 1801 Sylvester Street, every Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for ages 6 through 12. There's a $35 one-time registration and a $50 weekly fee. The Alexandria Summer Enrichment Camp, June 1st through August 6th. Breakfast, lunch, and an afternoon snack will be provided. You'll be able to pay in person at City Hall or mail your payment to the Division of Community Services, Post Office Box 71, Alexandria, 71301. For more information, email Youth Programs, Community Services at cityofalex.com, 318-441-6721. The 2021 Summer Enrichment Camp at the Alexandria Youth and Teen Center. Make sure you're there.
The City of Alexandria is proud underwriting sponsors of KAYT-KQJO.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Can we build hope in the lives of people around us? I believe we can. And it starts by living out our faith with our actions. What are some creative ways you could do that today? My upbringing told me to be super nice to everybody and take every opportunity to tell people what you believe. It's only as an adult that I heard the phrase, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And boy, was that humbling. Showing someone you care about them and the painful circumstances they are going through is a powerful way to build hope in other people. How many times have you said, it's just nice to know someone cares, right? While it doesn't make the pain go away, it helps to know someone else is willing to acknowledge it and carry it with you. This is a great way to help bring hope to life. More hope can be found at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
We want to acknowledge the people who are celebrating a birthday today on this, the 25th day of May. Let's go to the list and say happy birthday to Sanjia Pelton Sam, Christopher Johnson, Rodessa May Monday Matwire, Ebony Moran, LaTiffany Jenkins, Kimberly Cooks, and everyone around the globe who celebrates today as their birthday. May you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And as usual, if you run across any of the birthday people around town, if we've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. And if you didn't get the answer to Bible Jeopardy, here it is. The life of Kings Saul and David. Because David sinned, God offered three punishments. Which did David choose? Well, what did David do, first of all? Well, David held a census when God didn't tell him to count the people. That was his sin. But he had three choices. Was it 7 years of famine? Was it 3 months of flight? Was it 3 days of pestilence? Or was it none of these? Well, obviously, none of these is not the answer. All right. 2 Samuel 24, 10 through 14 has the answer. And if you responded, what is 3 days of pestilence? That would be the correct response, because David said, I don't want to be delivered into the hands of man. Let me be delivered into the hands of God, because I know God is merciful. Let God send the punishment. So God sent 3 days of pestilence. And that is your answer. Thank you so much for playing Bible Jeopardy with us. And I thank you so much for joining us for the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. I'm really honored by all of the people who tell me, man, I'm listening to you. Even if I don't call you, I want you to know that I'm listening. I'm humbled by all of this. Thank you so much again for listening to us, watching us on Facebook Live as well. We're going to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
This is KAYT, Gina.